Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony, trusting in the mercies of the Father to keep us strong in faith and His Word enlivening our hearts, that we may be a living testimony to the God of our salvation. Father God, the Lord of all power, we had to stop by to worship you for a few moments. Who else has kept us from the clutches of evil? Who else has kept a divine wedge around us but you? You open your throne room so we can come in from the cold and get warm in thy presence. You lighten our path that we may see the traps of temptation ahead. Who else keeps the joy flowing in our hearts that we might not choke on the sorrows of human life? O God, let us bask in the sunshine of your divine favor. Keep us in the straight and narrow way to everlasting. Let us not roam off from doing thy will. Receive now, O God, our praise and worship. Help us, O God, to keep our eyes on the prize of Christ. We are little lambs, easily distracted and drawn to the dark and cruelty of life in the wilderness. O God, we awake each morning, intent on living upright. We know all too well our spirit is willing to walk in godliness. But the truth is, we often choose the way of the flesh. O God, how often we are confronted by that old devil. He put obstacles in our way. He created enmity that we may not be on one accord. O God, we confess giving the devil opportunity to gain a stronghold in our life. Help us to live a life that is worthy of Jesus, our Savior. We profess that Jesus saved us and removed our filthy clothes of sin and put on us a robe of righteousness. So give us spiritual awareness in our daily doings that we belong to the King of Kings. Let us be mindful of all that we do, that we testify of the lordship of Jesus. Teach us to speak in truth. May our words lift up the weak, instill hope in those struggling in their trials, and inspire praise and worship in the hearts of those rising above their afflictions. Teach us to weep with those who weep. O God, you have kept Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America, our denomination and church. Over the years, you kept our hope alive. Thank you, O God, for the leaders in our midst. You have taught us to keep our hand on the gospel plow when the burdens of life pile up. O God, let there be a fresh anointing fall on the elders. May the joy of the Lord transcend their burdens of leadership, pressures, and responsibilities. Sanctify, O God, the deacons, your serving gladiators in the Lord. Keep the flow of praise singing in the voices of faith as they usher us into the presence of the Lord. Keep the fires of worship burning in our hearts. Keep us healthy, O God, spiritually and physically. Bless every household with unity, peace, and prosperity. O God, may your divine favor fall on our nation. Help us to be the godly nation you called us to be. May godliness return to every governing chamber. Bring us, O God, back to our knees in prayer until justice returns in the land. Let unity, integrity, and brotherly kindness return to our way of life. May we as a nation, O God, stop warring with one another. And may the reverence of the Lord rectify all our daily dealings. Then, O God, may your kingdom prevail in the land. O God, may a healing blanket cover us throughout the land. Many are still afflicted with pestilence, and many have passed away. Thank you, O God, for those who are recovering. Touch those, O God, who battle with long-term medical conditions. In spite of their sufferings, may they claim the joy of Christ is their strength. Heal them of their pain, and may their faith ever be strengthened. We intercede for those in the rest homes. Visit these, O God, with the comfort of your presence and holy touch. Let these not think they are forgotten or useless, nor a burden. You created them, O God, and in them your purpose in their lives are fulfilled. Hide the bereaved in your bosom, O God, for much needed comfort. In their lonely nights, embrace them all, that they may taste joy in the morning and the love of Christ through the day. Thank you for hearing our prayer. May your holy thoughts toward us be replicated in our thoughts. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.